All right, let's see what's going on in the English Premier League this weekend. Russell Milton is our man on the ground across the pond, so to speak, and he's been good enough to join us. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Half. Good morning, Whitey.
Great to have you with us. And there's, I think there's a game currently going on, isn't there, somewhere? Are Tottenham playing at the moment?
Yeah, they are. They're playing Chelsea 1-0 in the EFL Cup at the minute. 1-0 to Chelsea. Timo Werner scored his first goal for Frank Lampard's men. So, pretty mundane affair, to be honest. But both teams have made changes from the Premier League side. Tottenham have got to play again in 48 hours' time in the Europa League qualifiers. So, you know, there's a number of changes. Mourinho's already been moaning about how many games he's got. I think you look at the start of the season and you see how many games you've got, particularly now with the shortened season. You just got to get on with it, haven't you? But, yeah, it's 1-0 to Chelsea the last time I looked. So we'll see how that one ends up, yeah.
Righto. Well, let's get back. Sorry, Whitey.
Just on that, sorry. Eric Lamella has just scored for Tottenham. I thought it might have been offside, but... It's been given a goal, Russ, so it's 1-1 after 84 minutes. But I must confess, I did think it was going to be taken back.
Are you watching the football?
Of course I am.
Are you watching the football, not concentrating on Russ and I and our audience?
I absolutely am.
Well, Russ, I'm sorry.
It is Tottenham. Come on.
It's the EFL Cup, mate. No one cares. Well, I'm sorry for this, Russ. I'm very sorry for my man.
Any sort of victory, Tottenham has got to try and get. He's got to watch
correct.
It. Any sort of chance of success.
Goodness, mate. Goodness, mate. What sort of shop are you running here? Hey, Russ, is it happening again? Are the Foxes in the game to take out the title? I know we're running week three, Russ. But being down 1-0 to Man City away and then putting on 5 to win 5-2 in the end, that's and sit atop the table. This is good business by the Foxes.
I know. They were very good last year, weren't they? Up until the break, for the virus that came and everything shut down, they were very good then. And when they came back after, I think they were third at that time. But and then they ended up fifth. They just dropped out of the Champions League places. But the year started really well. Jamie Vardy scored a hat-trick. I actually turned away for half an hour after City scored, because that could have been 2 or 3 up, Man City, that is. But Leicester, yeah, very good. Went there. We're quite defensive, as you would do against Man City. You wouldn't go and be open, because they will tear you apart. But when I look back, it was 5-2. I couldn't believe it. And looking back on the game, you know, Leicester took their chances really well. Jamie Vardy, as I said, a hat-trick. Got some penalties in there. But fully deserved it, and Man City, for once, ran out of ideas and couldn't quite get over the line. But it was a real shock, So, you know, one defeat and one victory for Man City. Leicester top of the league, three wins out of three, 12 goals scored as well, which is, you know, 4 goals a game, brilliant. With Liverpool and Everton just behind them, so Everton have started well as well. So Leicester and Everton, you know, their fans have got to be well happy with their start of the season, 9 points from 9.
Yeah, absolutely. And just being on goals scored, I mean, I think last week there was 44 goals scored for the weekend, which was a record, I believe. And then there's another 34 or so this weekend. Is this, what is this scoring spree? What's happening in the EPL? Is this a change in mindset or tactics? Or how come we're getting so many goals?
It's great, isn't it? I mean, the teams play out from the back a lot. So, you know, the teams are quite spread out. So if you win the ball back early, you know, you can really catch teams on the hop, if you like. The game's quite expansive now. There's a lot more powerful and quick players. And, yeah, you're right, teams are high-pressing as well. So, you know, they're going at teams higher and defending higher up the pitch. You looked at the Liverpool-Arsenal game last night. Arsenal were playing out from their byline, and Liverpool were just going for it. You know, Arsenal got out, to be fair to Arsenal, but they did stick at it, got out, and they scored their goal for it. But in the end, it told, and Liverpool were just too good for them. They ran out 3-1 winners, and you know, Arsenal were second rate, really. But yeah, there's a lot of high intensity games. We seem to have a real good plethora of decent top class centre forwards at the minute. You know, a lot of teams are playing 3 up front, so there's a lot more attacking. And I mean, non mate continue. You look at the scores this week. We've had a 3-2, a 3-3, a 5-2, a 4-0, a 3-0, a 3-1, and you know, long mate continue. I'm sure the fans are gutted at the minute. They're not in the stadiums, but you know, I'm sure they're enjoying it from their armchairs.
Russ, I think that's a really good explanation as to why there's been so many additional goals scored. Because one of the other things that's been written about and spoken about a bit is that because the players perhaps aren't as fit as they were in previous years, because there was such a small gap between last season and this season, is that maybe they're not being able to get back as quick, which means that it's opening up and more goals are being scored. Do you think there's any sort of truth to that suggestion?
Yeah, well, on the fitness front, wise, I do think that it's going to take 5 or 6 games for players and teams to get up to speed, even more so than normal. You know, it normally does take 3 or 4. But I would say you're not going to see a real, real points in the league until 5 or 6 games in. It's a real strange season. United came back slightly later. Man City came back slightly later than the other sides, you know, even in the short window that we've had. So, you'd expect those two, and results have borne out at the minute. You know, they're both in 13th or 14th place, respectively. So, you know, it's going to take them a little while. They're also a game behind. But, yeah, teams, players probably aren't quite as fit. They've had that long time off. Then they had probably 6 to 8 weeks of football. Then they've had a month off. Then they started again. So it's been a real disjointed time for teams and players. And, you know, the fitness side of the squad is certainly, you know, the staff are certainly earning their money. They've got to think outside the box quite a lot. And, you know, I know our club, we've got to, you know, we have to do things quite differently at times. It's going to be, I think it's going to be a really exciting season. It's game after game after game. Every game over here is live on TV at the time it's scheduled for. So we haven't had that before for many a year, ever really. So it's given the fans a lot to look at. And I think it's going to continue. And we've also, if you look at this crazy penalty rule we've had in at the minute, where anything, if your arm's just outside your body, it's going to be a penalty inside the area. So you're going to get the clever forwards that are just going to flick it up onto players' arms, players' hands, and, you know, they're going to give it. I mean, there was the one with your boys, wasn't it, Whitey? Eric Dyer. I mean, what a crazy decision that was. He wasn't even facing the play.
Oh, don't
worry. He's looking away, isn't he? The ball's gone over his head and he's hit him on the arm from the header, and the referee's given a penalty. So, you know, I think they are reviewing it in the next day or so, and, you know, I think it will be slightly changed, but, you know, we've had 6 penalties already this season, and if it carries on in this way, there's going to be 88 penalties by the end of the season. So it's all adding into the melting pot, isn't it? And I think it's going to be a season to remember, I think, as long as we can see it out.
Russ, when that happens at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's very hard to sleep after that point. When we should have been, or Tottenham should have been, 5 goals in front at half time, such was their dominance. But not that I sort of thought about that too much in the last 48 hours. Just very quickly, Russ, on that, I wanted to ask you about that, about the free-to-air factor or the way people are consuming football, because last season, when COVID was really sort of, you know, up and about, there was that situation that UK fans could see more games than ever before. Is that the case going into this new season?
Yeah, I mean, when they came back after that, it was 2 or 3 games on nearly every day, 5 or 6 at the weekend, you know, so it was a real football fan fest, you know. But yeah, at the minute it's we've still got the break in midweek, because obviously they're fitting in the games like the EFL Cup. There'll be the Champions League coming up soon, the Europa League. So all those will start kicking in, and then it's literally 3 or 4. You know, say a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You get your games, and we're getting earlier games as well. We're getting 5 or 6 o'clock kickoffs, because obviously there's no fans. So they can rearrange the times and they haven't got to wait for the fans to finish work and get into the grounds. You know, so you're seeing all sorts of strange times of kickoffs, 3 and 4 games a day. They're all on TV, and it's good, really. It's good. I think, you know, it should be given back more to the fans. I think the game sort of gone out of reach of the common man, if you like. But at the minute, fans can see whatever they like, really. And long may that continue, I think.
Yeah, magnificent. Now, we saw Les yesterday talked about Liverpool Arsenal 3-1. It was for the champions, Liverpool, under Jurgen Klopp. But Roy Keane wasn't happy with the way they played, and Jurgen wasn't too happy with Roy's assessment of them being sloppy. Are they talking yet, those two?
I know. Yeah, Roy Keane got caught on the hop. He's never short with his opinions, Roy Keane, and he's very blunt. Very, you know, and he's great for TV. But he didn't realise that Jurgen Klopp was listening in, I think, and he said, "Oh, it was." And then he corrected it to, "No, I said it was sloppy moment, Jurgen, not a sloppy performance." So And then he said that Jurgen didn't quite hear all of it, and Jurgen Klopp said, well, I'll definitely be looking back, listening back at it when I get home, and I'll come here if I think I'm right. But, you know, they agreed in the end. They sort of got on in the end and agreed to disagree. But, yeah, it's fantastic performance from Liverpool. I can't see them getting beat this year. I can see them, you know, if you think they were, what, 18, 20 points ahead of the pack last year, they've strengthened again. A same attitude, a same mindset. I think we'll see them win the league again this year. I just think they're too strong. And Man City have just signed a £64 million centre-back, which they desperately need. So that's £400 million that Pep Guardiola spent on defenders in the last 3 years. So it's not bad if you can do that. I wish I could spend £4,000 on a defender.
You got Ruben Dias from Benfica signing with Man City on a £64 million deal. Now, do you have the weekend off for us?
Yeah, we had a late shout. Yeah, one of the Grimsby youth team players had a positive coronavirus test, and Grimsby wanted the game called off. We wanted it on. The EFL got involved and said, "No, it's got to be off." But you know, when Grimsby got 10 injuries, you do start to wonder what's going on, really. you know, it's one of them because we since heard that other teams have had tests and they keep playing, so our game somehow was called off. You know, you got to accept it and get on with it, and then see what happens. We're supposed to be playing Leighton Orient this weekend, and they apparently had quite a number of positive tests for the Tottenham game, which hence they didn't play it in the cup. So we're not sure who we're playing this weekend, and it's going to be that sort of season, really. We're now, what, Tuesday night our time. We still don't know if we're going to play Bradford or Leighton Orient at the weekend. So,
yeah, right.
Crazy times, lads.
Well, that's why great leadership is required. That's what you've got there at Cheltenham. We appreciate your time, Russ, as always. Get the boys together and get a win this weekend.
Pleasure, boys. Thank you. Nice speaking to you.
Good stuff. Russell Milton, our man on the ground in the UK for all the action in English football. Does a great job for us, without a doubt. But Leicester City, Whitey, they might be the story again this season. If they can put up a bit of a fight to Liverpool, that'd be good for business because they score. And then we like teams that score.
Yep. It's 1-1 full-time, so they're going to extra time in that game between Tottenham and Chelsea in the League Cup. Frank Lampard, the manager of Chelsea, he's got the chinos and the sort of the knit, the round neck knit.
Love it.
You know, it's not the tracksuit or it's not the suit. It's that sort of in-between.
It's the very stylish Frank the jacket. Lampard. Yeah, I like that. I'm all for that. By the way, some news yesterday in the domestic front for the full world of football. The Matildas got a new coach yesterday, Tony Gustafsson, that very well-known Swede. Wow, he would be in the circles. He has taken over the job as the coach of the Matildas. We wish him the best of luck. He's been involved over in Europe coaching women's teams for 7 or 8 years, I think it might be. UEFA Champions League performances as a coach. He's also, importantly, he's also been a part of the US women's national soccer team, coaching structure, an assistant in two world championships, 2015 and 2019, as an assistant to the US women's national team, who have been a dominant team, clearly, in the last 8 years or so, might even be 10 years. So he knows about the women's game, he knows about successful women's programs in football, and he will be coaching the Matildas for the next little while. So good luck to Tone, our man, TG.